Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. It's hard to believe that this morning's Homegrown is the 500th one that I've put together. I want to thank KRVN for getting it started and letting it continue, and KTIC, KNEB, and KCNI for giving me an opportunity to be part of your Sunday mornings. I appreciate the late Jerry Bennett agreeing with my dad that cowboy poetry would be a good thing for KRVN to include, and the late Jerry Bryan for continuing the show after Jerry Bennett's retirement. I find it interesting that the first show I put together was aired on an Easter Sunday, and the number 500 is aired the Sunday before Christmas. I see this as evidence that our Lord will someday be coming back to gather His people. Of course, I do have better evidence for this than the coincidental timing of the ancient homegrown air times, but it is a good feeling to think that the Lord has a purpose for this show to continue. If you enjoy the program, I would encourage you to let your local station know, and I will continue to thank the Lord for the opportunities that He gives me to visit with so many friends every week. I prefer to think of it as a tradition rather than a rut. But this morning, I'd like to share a poem that has been shared many times before. I've titled this one, Trail to Bethlehem. The book of Matthew tells a story of wise men from the east. I wonder if the trail boss on that trip was named Hoplong Ride-A-Beast. He may have just transferred from a research station to faculty at BCU. When a couple of the fellows from theology offered him a slot on the Camel Tour crew. They said they were heading west, that a star would guide their course. They could use a man that knew his stock, be it camel, mule, or horse. Hoppy had a greenbroke camel he was switching from a Bozal to a Snaffle bit. He thought this would be a good chance to put some miles on it. Life on the trail to the other guys was something kind of new. But Hoppy loved the nights and the campfire lights, and to their goal they were true. This troop continued on its journey in search of a newborn king. The stock was real well tended because Hoppy did not miss a thing. They did begin to question directions. So in Jerusalem they stopped to ask. And who did they find but old King Herod to assist them with their task? "A newborn king," Herod exclaimed. "Now isn't that just dandy sweet? When you boys find him, come tell me where he is, and I'll worship at his feet." Hoppy knew how to read livestock by the way they held their ears. He did not like the slant on King Herod's. Later on, a dream confirmed his fears. The group would leave Jerusalem, never to come back. The Lord had told them in a dream to go home on a different track. These men had been on the trail for at least a year, and probably even more. They continued on their journey until they found who they were looking for. Hoppy's friends were packing up gifts of frankincense and myrrh. Hop had brought along a set of golden donkey spur. They found that child king, and they worshipped him till morning. That night an angel came to see Mary's husband. Of King Herod he was warning. So Mary, Joseph, and the Christ child from Bethlehem did flee. The wise men were thankful for the child king that they had got to see. Their journey may have been completed, but the story doesn't end. Our Lord still has the power to guide and broken lives to mend, and He can use any of us to serve Him as He has planned. The first step is not to ride a camel across some foreign land, just to accept the gift that was given a couple thousand years ago. Friend, you can have a peace on earth that only His people can know. No matter what your call in life, be it professor or buckaroo, saddle up and follow the King of Kings. There's a place on the trail for you. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas from our place to yours. I'm R.P. Smith.